Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I want to discuss a concept that I wrote an article about just yesterday, and that is we are not in the real estate investing business to just buy real estate. For years, people have thought that if you just buy real estate, you're going to make money. That's kind of like saying the same thing as if you just buy stocks, you're going to make money. And the reality is that's not the case. First of all, there's so many different types of real estate out there that you can buy. And I've bought quite a few different types. But what I found is if you're really looking for making a lot of money, there's really only a few types other than getting lucky. I mean, you can get lucky, right, by going in the stock market. You can get lucky by doing anything. But to really be able to take, over the last 34 years, 50,000 clients and say a preponderance of these people have done something that made them a lot of money is to say we have to do something that's fairly continuously successful, I guess. It's a bad way to say it, but it's saying it. And so what I found is that the one type of real estate that's pretty consistent across the board is residential rental real estate. All of people have to have a place to live. And so why is residential real estate such a good investment? Well, there's actually a couple reasons. One is that it's very simple to lease. You don't know, you don't believe that. You've had people tell you it's impossible to lease, the things sit empty. Well, they sit empty for a multitude of reasons. One, you've purchased a piece of real estate in a bad location people don't want to live. Number two, you have not renovated it correctly. So it's not something people want to live in. Number three, your rent is too high. There is a market rent. It's the weirdest thing in the whole world, but people have a sense of what something should rent for. It blows me away how accurate they really are in that something, right? And so if you've done any of those things wrong, or if you're just a really bad salesperson, you don't answer your phone for your ads, people try to get to see you, won't go show them the property, whatever, blah, 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 it might take a long time to rent it. Many people don't even try to rent it till after they have done the renovation. They did the renovation on their own. It took them 3 to 6 months. Whereas we'll get in there and do the renovation in a week or two, and we'll lease it while we're in the process of doing the renovation, which there's lots of secrets on how to do that, and I teach them all in the two-day class. If you do that, single-family housing is very easy to rent. But wait, there's more. Renting a house isn't where you make all the money on a house. You make money on a house because you can go out there and find unsophisticated sellers. There are people in this world that own real estate that have no idea what they're doing with that real estate. They do things wrong, and they become don't-wanters. They are now motivated sellers, and they're unsophisticated. And so if you come in and you have a level of sophistication that's well above theirs, in this transaction, you've got an opportunity to take advantage of that. And so we're able to buy properties well below what they're worth. We're able to buy, and this is a typical example, we buy a house that's worth $200,000, we'll buy it for $100,000. We'll put $50,000 in to renovate it. The person that had it before didn't want to put up $50,000. They didn't have $50,000, couldn't get $50,000, wouldn't borrow $50,000. So they have to sell the house at a discounted price of $100,000. Then we put the $50,000 in, and once we put the $50,000 in, it's worth $200,000, and we've just made $50,000. Now, that might not be that profitable the way you would do it, because what you would want to do is you would be out there wanting to buy the thing cash or get a loan on the property. You have to put 20% down, which would be $20,000. Pay for the rehab in cash, which would be another $50,000. Closing costs would be another $10,000. So you're talking about having out of pocket $20,000, $70,000, $80,000. We make $50,000 on $80,000. That's probably still a pretty good number if you think about it. Pretty high rate of return. But that's not what we do. We go out and get a hard money lender to lend us the money to buy it and to renovate it. And all we have to pay for is the closing costs. So when we make $50,000, it's on a $10,000 out of pocket type number. And that number ranges anywhere from 0 to 25,000, typically. And so we're making anywhere from 500% to simply 25%. In fact, let's see, 25,000 to make 50, no, it'd be 50%. So we're making anywhere from 50 to 500% return on this deal right up front. And then there's the cash flow in addition to that. Now, to be able to do all these things, you're going to need the information to do that. And I'm going to teach it to you. The thing you have to understand, though, is that right now, we are witnessing something called the Trump effect. The economy is about to blow up. People are happy. People are going to be taking action on just about every kind of business out there right now. And all of that's going to create the need for housing. And you're going to see that the prices right now, and I'm actually giving a seminar on this, and the seminar, you can come tonight to the seminar if you sign up. But I'm giving a seminar tonight, which is case studies. We're going to show you single-family deals, multifamily deal. And then this weekend, I'm teaching the two-day, which is the class where you learn how to do everything from locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, rehab, and lease up single-family houses and multifamily houses. And I'm teaching it. I don't normally teach it anymore, but I'm teaching it because I'm so excited about this Trump effect. Now, I'm teaching it in Houston, Texas. And I'm so excited about it, I created a discount on the price that you guys can get into. It's normally $740 for 1 year. You can get in for $297. But I'm going to do something else today. But I listen to me carefully. This is today only. You have to sign up today to get this. Our membership is normally a family membership, which means it includes husband, wife, and kids up to 18 years old. I'm going to give you a second family membership for free that you can give to your friend or a distant relative of some type that you know, anybody else. You don't need to give it to your wife or spouse or husband or kids up to 18, but anybody else, your elder kids, you know, your grandkids, yeah, whatever you got, your friends, neighbors, and it's a second free membership. That's a $740 value for free. You're getting a $740 value for $297, and you're getting this extra membership for free. Now, I'm doing this because I want to show you how excited I am about getting you involved right now. This is really a once in a 5 or 10 year opportunity. That's all there is to it. In fact, it's only going to last for 4 years because then Trump is going to be gone. So you need to get involved now. 4 years, we say people can retire in anywhere from 2 to 5 years or 5 years or less or however one of our articulations of that type of message. So 4 years is a pretty good period of time to be working on this situation. And I think you want to take advantage of it. So I'm going to give you two ways that you can take advantage of this special, which is your membership down from $740 to $297, and then a free membership for you to give away to a friend or relative. You need to go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's D-E-L, DellHelpMeNow.com. That's all one word. And or you can go to, you can text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 to take advantage of these offers. You got to do it today. I hope you're listening, because, by the way, the reason you got to do it today is because I'm teaching tonight and then I'm teaching this weekend. And so you need to get set up and get in here. You want to take advantage of this. It's quite a discounted offer. And what are you going to see? You're going to see how the Trump effect is going to make you a lot of money if you get on this and get on it fast and right, how it's going to make you a lot of money here in the next 4 years. I want to talk about now multifamily. We talked about single family, and the way single family is evaluated, its value, is comparative market analysis. In other words, it looks for comps in that area that are just like the house you're trying to buy, and it tells you what those houses are worth. And so if you buy this house, it's worth $200,000 compared to the comps. The comps say it's worth $200,000, and you can buy it for $100,000. You put $50,000 in it to renovate it. It's now worth what those comps say it is, which is $200,000. And that's what it will sell for. That's what it will appraise for. That's what you can lend money on it on, so on, so on, so on. But now multifamily apartments are different than that. They are done by the income approach. So you take the net operating income, that's all the income that comes in from the property minus all the expenses that go out from the property, and that's the net income. The net operating income is how much you'd make if you owned your property free and clear. And the way you figure out what it's worth is you use a capitalization rate. You say, if I were going to earn this much money, what would I be willing to pay, right, to earn this much money? And so you look at the property and say, if it's a really nice property, I'd be willing to pay a lot. But if I pay a lot to get a certain amount of income, I would be earning a lower rate of return. But I'm willing to earn that lower rate of return because it's a nice property. Now, if I have a really bad property all the way down on the other end of the spectrum, then I'm not going to want to pay very much for that. And if I don't pay very much and I get that same amount of income out of it, then I'm going to have a very, very high rate of return. And this would be called a high cap rate compared to the very nice properties being purchased at a low cap rate. In other words, the worse the property is, the better return you should get for taking the risk of dealing with an older or a bad location or a unrenovated, worn out, bad clientele type property. And so they break properties up into four categories. There's A class, which is the best, B class, C class, and then no class at all, which is D class. And if you've ever driven through a neighborhood where you know you shouldn't be there, that's a D class property. And you got to get paid a lot to deal with that clientele, a lot to go into that neighborhood to deal with your property, a lot to hope your property doesn't get burnt down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your tenant shot, high turnover, all kinds of problems. So you need to understand how the A, B, C, and D work, how you classify things to make sure you're buying the property at the right price. Now, like I said earlier in the first segment, we're not here just to buy real estate. That's not going to make us happy. We're here to make a lot of money with real estate. So what we're looking at is, relative to this property, A, B, C, or D, what is the income coming out of it compared to what could the income be? So I'll give you an example. I had a property. It was a 64-unit apartment complex, and it made $100,000 a year in income. And so it was worth $1 million. That's a 10 cap rate, 10 times the income cap rate. And actually, it's the 100,000 divided by 0.10, which is the same thing as saying 10 times. But irrespective of the facts, the reality was it was worth about $1 million. Now, there was a property across the street that some guy had bought and put ungodly amount of money into, right? And he thought by putting the money into the property would be worth more money. But it wasn't, because he didn't know how to operate the property. So he was stuck at the same cap or at the same income level I was, the $100,000, and it was a 68 unit, mine was a 64. And so his property was worth $1 million also. But it was in perfect condition, and mine was in terrible condition. So when I bought it from him for $1 million, I simply did what I did with mine as far as operation. In fact, I took the manager from across the street and made her run both of them. And immediately the income went from $100,000 to $200,000. The property's worth $2 million. Now, you think about this. In about a year, year and a half period of time, I made $1 million. Now, my down payment on that particular property was I put $327,000 down on that property, and I made $1 million on that. Now, there's an interesting side note to this story. In that particular deal, I put the $327,000 down on 27 credit cards just as a prank. I wanted to prove it could be done, and I did it. It was a show-off type situation, because back then, you know, we were trying to get press. We wanted everybody to know who we were, and I wanted to prove you could do some crazy stuff and make a lot of money. So I actually had zero in the deal, and I made $1 million. Typically, though, you would have put the $327,000 down and still been happy to make $1 million. That's about a 300% return. So that's what we're really trying to do. All of that is available again now with the Trump syndrome, the Trump psyche, the way things are going, the getting rid of the regulations, the allowing landlords to be landlords and not controlling them like Biden did. Biden stopped almost everything. He wouldn't let you evict people. He wouldn't let you raise rents on people. He wouldn't do anything. And if you go to strictly Democratic states like California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, they still restrict a lot of that stuff, if not all of that stuff. Rent controls the whole bit. So we don't buy in those areas. We buy in areas that don't have those kind of restrictions. But in the past 4 years, Biden has put national restrictions on those things. So do you understand what's going to happen to the economy when those national restrictions are stripped away from the real estate investment world? It's going to be unbelievable. So I want to get you in here. It's very important. So here's what I'm giving you. I said it last segment. I'm going to say it again. This whole day, I've got a class tonight you can come to, and I've got a two-day class this weekend, February 1st and 2nd. You don't want to miss. So you can join up for $297 instead of $740. And that's a family membership. And I'll give you another family membership for free that you can give your friends or relatives. Now, if you want to take advantage of this, you need to text the word radio to 88007. Or if you prefer the computer, you can go DellHelpMeNow.com. That's 1-L-D-E-L, HelpMeNow.com. And you will be able to get these offers. In addition to that, if you get there and you go, you know, I'm just not ready to spend money to, I need more information. There are free workshops available at either of those locations. So those landing pages, you can get a free workshop and learn what we do, how we do it, what you would have to do, and what your potential is. So you want to get in there. Even if you take the free workshop first, that only takes 30, 45 minutes to take, and then you'd be able to have a better decision. That's fine. But today is the only day you can get this offer. Today, go to text radio to 88007 or DellHelpMeNow.com and get the two memberships for the price of one-third of a normal membership. Unbelievable discount. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about the different ways that the Trump effect is going to affect real estate investing and how the next 4 years are going to be just a wonderful time to be invested. So the next thing I want to talk about is one of the hottest forms of real estate investing that have come up in the last 5 to 10 years are things called syndications. The syndications where a person or a group of people get together and go do a real estate deal, and they allow other people to invest in their deal with them. Or how would say in lifestyles, they allow other people to invest with them. But in the real world, they're out there trying to get you to invest with them. The problem about a syndication, especially in the last 5 years, is that it's become so easy to do that people have no idea how to do it or out there doing it. And they also do it in a way that puts almost all the risk on the investors, the passive investors, and takes almost all the risk away from the syndicator. And lifestyles, we saw that starting to happen 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, when we came up with something called the white paper, which said that the syndicators in our group, which we call lead investors, had to follow a set of rules. And the rules were in place to protect the passives. And they really would protect the syndicators also if they do the right thing, because many syndicators have lost everybody's money, lots of money in the last couple of years, because they didn't know what they're doing. So the beauty of joining Lifestyles is that as a passive investor, you're going to get to learn how to, number one, pick your syndicator, which we call the lead investor, and number two, how to pick the deal, right? And how to understand the deal and then understand the syndication paperwork, which leads to how all those profits are split up from the syndicator and or you, the passive investor. This is very, very important information. And without it, you have multitude of additional risks. You have not only the risk of the market against you, the risk of leverage against you, the risk of interest rates against you. You have the risk now of a bad syndicator, of a crooked syndicator, right? Or a lazy syndicator. So syndicators can be bad in one of three ways. It's one, they can just be lazy. They won't do what they're supposed to do. Number two, they can be dumb. They don't know what they're supposed to do. And number three, some of them are just out and out crooks. So that adds an additional amount of risk to real estate. Real estate in and of itself has its own risks, right? It has its leverage risk. It has its market conditions risk, interest rate risks, et cetera, hurricane risks, you know, weather risks, has a lot of additional risks. So you don't want to add these other ones on top of that. Having said that, if you get the right lead investor who has the right deal put together and the person's not lazy and they know what they're supposed to do and they're not a crook, the deal I explained to you that I did you know, say, for instance, you went into that deal with me and we had to put up $320,000. Let's say you put up half of that and I put up half of that. Well, then we made $1 million. You know, we would each be partner. 50% would be in line to get 50% of that $1 million. But as the lead investor, I'd take some type of a syndication fee. Now, the outside lifestyle syndication fees are over the top. They're unbelievable. They're just taking fee after fee after fee after fee after fee. And that's why I started this stuff, is I saw that people were ripping people off. But let's just say you get a straight 10% override. It's when you got your $500,000, I would get $50,000 of it, 10% as the syndicator. So you would make $40,000 on your $150,000 or whatever, $180,000. And it would still be, you know, have 500 million or 500,000 minus the 50, you'd still make $450,000 on your $160,000 or $170,000 investment, which would be a great deal. $450,000 on $160,000 is a great deal. So if done correctly, the passive investing gives you this ability to do deals even though you don't have the time to go do it yourself, do deals that you can't afford to get into by yourself. You need to buy in with a group because you don't have enough to do it by yourself. It gives you the ability to diversify. You can put a small amount of money. I think our lowest amounts are like $25,000 each. You can put $25,000 in each deal and be in 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 different deals and have the diversification instead of relying that one lead investor, one head syndicator, whatever you want to call them, might go down. He might go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He might go through a divorce. He might get killed in a car accident. And then there's nobody there to run your property, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we teach. It's more along the lines of let's do it right, let's do it safe, and let's be fair in the distribution of profits. And then the syndication situations really make a lot of sense. Now, if you want to get into that, you're going to need to get in here and get educated. So again, I've been offering today this unbelievable discount. And tonight, I'm doing a case study. A case study is where we bring in single-family deals and people, members that have done them, and explain the deals and let you ask questions. And then a multifamily deal, and they'll explain what they did and let you ask questions. So you can get all these questions you need out of the way if you show up tonight. And if you can't, if you're out of town, not in Houston, you can watch it online. But you have to be signed up, right? So this is going to go down tonight. Starting at about 6 o'clock tonight, going from 6 to like 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. And then Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and the 2nd of February, you're going to be able to watch my two-day, which is where you learn to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, renovate, lease up, et cetera, everything, refinance, sell, the whole bit, on both single-family and multifamily deals. The offer I'm making you today, because I'm so excited about the Trump effect, is this. Normally, our membership is $740. It's a family membership, husband, wife, and kids. You now can get in for $297. But in addition to that, if you join today and today only, you're going to be able to get a second membership free. And that membership would be a $740 membership for family membership, but you'll get that for free if you sign up today. So you have two opportunities to do that. You can go to DellHelpMeNow.com if you prefer the computer, or you can go to, you can text the word radio to 88007. That's radio, text to 88007. Now, when you get to these landing pages, you're going to find that you can either sign up right there and pick the seminar you want to go to, or you can take a free workshop. Three workshops, 30, 45 minutes long. And it will explain to you everything we do, how we do it, what you're going to need to do, and what you can expect from the membership. And a little bit about real estate, about single family, about multifamily, and so forth. So if you want to know a lot more before you even invest $297, we have that there for you also available. So all you need to do is hit one of those two places, DellHelpMeNow.com, or text the word radio to 88007. And if you want to get any syndications, when you look at these multifamilies, especially if you come to the case study tonight with me, you're going to be able to see how these deals work and how you can get into them and so forth. Plus, if you happen to be able to come to the meeting, you're going to meet these people. You can network. We have over 50,000 clients. We have about 300 or 400 syndicators in our group. So there's always deals going on. There's, you know, but I will say that even though there's 300 or 400 of them, let's say the of the 300 or 400 of them, there's 300 of them you like and 100 of them you need to stay away from maybe. And we're going to teach you how to do that. That's the key, right? Just because someone can do a syndication doesn't mean they should do a syndication. Just because someone did a syndication doesn't mean it's a good syndication. So as we talk about syndications this segment, you need to realize that, you know, you want to do it right. We're not here, just like I said in the first segment, we're not here just to buy real estate. We're here to buy profitable deals that make us large chunks of money. That's what this is all about. And so we want to be able to get in there, get the knowledge, and get started right away, because the Trump effect has already started. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't felt it, I mean, the euphoria. I walk into restaurants and bars now, and people are just like euphoric. Everybody's happy. You can actually talk to people again. And they're not afraid to talk to you. Before, man, people would not even talk. They just held to themselves, afraid no matter what they did, they were going to get jumped on by some woke person who was going to rip their head off and shove it down their neck, right? The world's happy. And the quicker they can get rid of all of these regulations and laws that are blocking entrepreneurialism, and that's what Trump's in there doing, tearing these things out by the roots. The quicker we get in and take care of these things, the quicker we're going to start making some real money. And it doesn't matter who you are. Anybody can do it if you've got the knowledge and the information to do it. Some of you out there, or many of you out there, probably most of you out there, don't know which one really fits, but are tired of being on the gerbil wheel, getting up every day and going to your gerbil wheel and running and running and running and getting nowhere. Some of you are tired of working in the cubicle, getting up every day and drive for 30 minutes to an hour to get to work and go sit in your cubicle and do your work and maybe take a lunch break and come back to the cubicle. I remember I did that when I first started as a young kid. I was assistant manager of a finance company. I sat there all day long in the cubicle calling people, trying to either loan them money or calling and trying to get them to pay me back the money we had tried so hard to lend to them. Just vicious circle. I remember looking at the clock and counting down, okay, this is how long to lunch. I have to get into a psyche and work hard to get to lunch. Then when lunch would come, I'm excited. Then we come back. And then I go, okay, I got to work hard for just a few more hours. I'm going to get a break, an afternoon break. And then, okay, I got to finish the day out. And I would just psych myself and I'd watch the clock and literally count the minutes go by. That's how bad I hated what I was doing. In fact, it was so bad that I decided I was going to go drive trucks. And then when I went and drove trucks, I found that was just as miserable. There's just as many bad people. It's different than being in a cubicle. It's being on the gerbil wheel. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, load your truck, physical labor, drive your truck out, deliver stuff to stores, physical labor, deliver the stuff to groceries. I was doing groceries. Physically labor to get that stuff off your truck and into their coolers, and then pick up their bad stuff and bring it back, their empties, put it, drive back to the main building and unload all your stuff for the night and check in all your paperwork and your money and boom, go home, drive an hour, get it home. Have no time left, barely have time to eat and go to sleep and maybe do a little laundry or something. I don't know. It was miserable. And I wanted out of it, right? So what I did was I quit all those jobs, every kind of normal job, and I went and worked in a health club. And I said, you know what? I'm working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, but at least I'm talking to people about that, which I love, because at the time I was a bodybuilder. So it was at least what's interesting to me and fun. And those long 12-hour days didn't seem to drag as much as just an 8-hour day. Because I was with people that I liked, helping them do things that I liked to see them do and like that I liked to do. And it was better. But after 12 years of working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, I realized you couldn't do that the rest of your life. And 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate, I was able to replace that income that I earned there and never looked back, never went back to work, never had another job. And I was no longer in the gerbil wheel, no longer had to get up and do physical labor every day, and I was no longer in the cubicle, and no longer had to get up and just grind the rock every day. I don't know how people do it. Now, as you get older like I am, I don't know how anybody does it. I see people coming to my house, contractors and stuff, and I go, man, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, how are you doing this? I mean, I could never do it. I'm almost 70 years old. I can't even see myself. I couldn't see myself doing it when I was 60. And there's a lot of seminars out there, guys. especially podcasts, are all from young kids, and they're all talking about grinding the rock, working hard. I don't want to grind the rock. I want to buy passive streams of income. I want them to retire me. And so I'm so excited about the Trump effect coming about right now. Again, I'm going to give you one last chance to take advantage of this offer. You have to do this today. If you don't do this today, you're not going to get this particular offer. We've been running an ad that you can get the $740 membership, which is a family membership. You can get it for $297. I'm going to add on to that. If you do that today, we're going to give you a second membership for free. So you're getting one membership for one-third the price, and then you're getting the next membership for free. I don't know what else I can do. That's everything I can think of to try to get you motivated. Now, the only reason I'm giving the second one free is sometimes you maybe have somebody else you want to come with you that wouldn't be willing to pay the money to come. Sometimes you have a family member that can't afford the money to come, friends, whatever. Somebody you just want to get them interested, whatever. Use that membership wisely. Give it to whoever you think will benefit from it the most. But it is a $740 gift you're going to be able to give somebody. Now, there's no cash redemption on that. You can't turn it back in and get money for it. But it is something you can give with pride to somebody. Hey, this is worth $740. I'm going to give it to you. See if this is something that will help you out. You know, and maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a relative. I don't know. But whatever. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to DellHelpMeNow.com. And sign up, or we're going to text the word radio to 88007. Now, when you get to those landing pages, they will give you an option to join and a date to pick. I want you to come this weekend if you can in any way, shape, or form. You can take it live or you can take it online with me. I want you to take it with me. That's why I'm doing this special event thing right now. You can't pick other dates, though, if you want to, but by the way, if you're a member, you're a member for a year. You can go to as many different ones as you want. So remember, get in there today only. Text the word radio to 88007 or DellHelpMeNow.com. And remember, this isn't just about a little money. This is about changing your complete lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.